We are welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It is called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. It is an insider look at the NBA and the coaches surrounding the league. Every week, the five-time All-Star and the number one pick in the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give his unique perspective on hot topics in the league and tell the best behind-the-scenes stories from his time in the NBA. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Black Tech Green Money isn't just about telling the stories of successful black entrepreneurs. It's also about giving actionable and wealth-building strategies that help you protect the future of our communities. That's why we're pleased to be supported by State Farm Insurance. State Farm also believes that we must invest in our communities to achieve economic growth by sponsoring programs like the AXO, which rewards high school students for their academic achievements. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Hey, everyone. It's our favorite time of the year here at The Black Effect. We're heading to Atlanta for the 2024 Black Effect Podcast Festival, and we're not going alone. Nissan is back as our partner, and they're continuing their Pitch Your Podcast Lounge at the festival, where you'll have the opportunity to pitch your podcast idea live and share it with the Black Effect team. So get those podcast ideas ready. And remember, you can count on Nissan to dial up the thrill in your adventures, no matter where life takes you. Visit blackeffect.com/podcast festival for more details.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm, change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze, 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower, lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work and traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ NV, Charlamagne Tha God. We are the Breakfast Club. We have Lauren LaRosa here, our special guest host, and we got a special guest with us today. We had a topic talking about some statements that she said, ladies and gentlemen. Ebony K. Williams.
Don't nobody stir it up like Ebony K.
What's up, Envy? What's up, Char? What's
good
up,
morning,
Ms. Lauren?
Eb.
Hi,
good morning.
How are you? Good morning.
Good morning. Envy, I was going to be very, very pissed and disappointed if you weren't Skyping in, so good to
Why?
See you. Why? Well, because I didn't know if I'd ever be back up here, to be candid.
If you don't after stop. The last,
no, I really
Why?
Didn't. It was tight last
you think
time.
So?
Yeah, but God is good. I came with my godly own.
You don't think so?
Godly on. We good. It's really, God is good.
I would say this, you know, every time we have a conversation, we're always not going to agree, but you're always invited up here regardless. I mean, we're not going to agree on everything, but the best thing about us is just having a conversation. So never think that you can't come up here for something you say. No, that's what these conversations and these platforms are about.
I'm half playing, but it's a good point, and it's worth saying out loud. So I appreciate that.
And I love you, sister. I don't want you to think I don't love you. I love you, for real.
It's
I appreciate
family.
Everything that you do. Absolutely.
And it's just like anything else. You go hardest in the paint with your fam. So,
mm-hmm.
Well, yes, in the paint. As in the paint, that's on your face, Envy.
Oh, shut up, Charlamagne.
Well, I'm happy you're here.
Thank you, Lauren.
I said yesterday I would love to have a conversation with you about the video.
Now, what's the topic of conversation? I feel like this is a conversation that men shouldn't even be involved in. But what is the gist of the conversation?
It's not for you, Charlamagne.
I
so
agree.
I'm glad that you said that. This is a conversation for ladies. And I texted my good friend Charlamagne. I said, as a friend to the show, I heard the conversation yesterday. I appreciated the critique and the constructive nature of it. And I said, you know, since I'm down the street on the train, let me pull up. And I want to hear from you, Lauren, about what you agree with and what you disagree with and have a ladies conversation about
it. Let's do it.
Yeah.
So I think for me, I'll start with what I disagree with.
First, for people that don't know, you want to play the clip of what went viral
so
people understand that?
The reality is that our marriage and partnership market value is depreciating with every passing year. No matter how good we look, no matter how fit we are, men are still seeing primarily our presumed dwindling fertility as a knock against us. So here's my advice. If you are a young black woman in college, and you know in your heart and in your head that you want to prioritize family, I suggest that you simultaneously pursue that MRS degree right along with that BA or JD. Because a handful of black college-age men that actually do desire to get married soon, and they do share that value system, and family is a priority for them too. Y'all, that is an incredibly small pool, and it's shrinking as you get older. And by the time you reach my age, 40, you will be faced with different choices relating to life partnership and motherhood.
So I think, all right, so breaking it down into what I agree and what I disagree with. So the disagreeing for me came with the starting with the infertility and the market value, the appreciating. So with the infertility, I know some, I said this yesterday, some stuff is science, right? You can't get around that. Mm-hmm. But I feel like when you start with that and you lead with that, it then makes people get defensive and they don't even hear the rest of it. I know when I first listened to it, I was like, oh God, this is going to be another one of those conversations where like someone's telling me as a woman, by the time you get this age, your life is over. And you know, when you're like trying to figure things out and you're like, I'm 31 years old, right? Like I'm recently out of a very long relationship.
I heard.
You want to feel, not I heard,
Charlemagne,
who told you?
Charlemagne.
Jesus Christ.
Charlemagne told me, Lauren, it's, you know.
But I feel
don't
like,
worry, there's life after. Go ahead, sis.
I know, but that's my point. It's like, for me, I made a very conscious decision with a lot of things in my life. Going to college, being in the relationship that I was in, not being in that relationship, even with my like recent, you know, back and forth to East Coast, West Coast, like I've always had to be very conscious and cognizant of the fact that like, you know, as a woman, as a black woman, right, especially working in the space that I work in, I might not get that other chance. Like I got to do it right the first time. And I think
you're talking about professionally?
Professionally and personally.
Okay.
And only because that's
what. And what are your personal goals? Just so we're clear, do you want marriage
my
and children?
My personal goals. I want marriage.
And that
I want
nuclear
children. Yes.
Family foundation.
I want,
foundation.
Mm-hmm, I
okay,
want all of that.
Great.
I don't even have a number of kids. Once we start, we start. I just want to have twins first.
We're not going to get into the minutia of that.
But
you,
yeah, but
you
yes,
be a mother.
I'm going to be an amazing mom. But I just feel like when you lead with the stuff that you lead with, it instantly turns the conversation negative. And for someone like me who is watching and learning and listening to you. Mm-hmm. It makes it where now I am defensive. I don't want to watch, listen, and learn. I don't hear the rest of what you're saying. So now I'm not being taught. And I should feel like I can listen to you and learn from you and not feel like you're the op, right? And that's how it starts off when you instantly are telling me everything negative about what I already am facing every single day. And I think that that's a big part of it, too, is like when you put certain truths in front of people, mm-hmm. it hurts. People don't want to hear it.
Sure.
But beyond that, like you can't get around the infertility. The second thing was the market value, right? I don't agree. Like, I don't know where you were at 31, but for me, I feel like I'm just now getting to the space where like the people that I'm able to, or not even able to, but the people that I'm dating, the life experiences that I'm experiencing that are teaching me what I want, what I don't want, I'm right now in the best space that I've ever been in. And that wasn't me in college. I didn't know what I wanted in college. I didn't know who I was in college. I seen nothing, haven't done anything. I didn't agree with that. Mm-hmm. But
so,
go ahead.
Let's just, because you put two big ones out, and let's break them down before we get ahead of ourselves. Okay, so you're 31 years old, a college educated woman, enjoying a very successful career in a high profile space. I'm gonna put my hands together for all of that. Now, when I say market value depreciating, Lauren, did you hear what I said before that? Did you hear the specificity of the particular marketplace I'm speaking about?
No, which was that?
Okay, so I want to just go back actually to your first point, Lauren, which I think you are conceding that you had a reaction to my commentary that was so visceral in nature that you actually shut down your listening comprehension skills.
Mm. Yeah.
You said that.
Yeah.
Okay,
mm-hmm.
So because of that though, right, I'm not going to sit in a posture of ownership because you made a choice to be limited in the way in which you received and processed the information. Now, you are a grown woman and you have autonomy over what you choose to consume and what you choose to not consume. So when I was giving the advice, the strategy, the game, putting, you know, certain people up on some game, I'm talking to a very limited pool of young black ladies, the ones that are currently in school or immediately following school or graduate school. And then the other caveat, I'll say, the other place this information is in real time relevant to are the mothers or even the fathers of those young women. That's who this is for. So this is actually not even applicable to you, Lauren. So let me finish.
Hold on, I have to finish my thought. Before you finish your thought, I just want to, like, let's rewind a little bit, because I also think too, the reason why people also, because not just me or the people, because even the people it's meant for, I'm sure some of them did the same exact thing as well,
and
too,
some
right?
did not.
Right, and some did not.
And some did not.
Right, right.
Because but you read all the comments, right?
Yeah, I did. And but some what people I think, really but what I think happens that. Is with you, and I this saying this in the most respectful way, I think that the way that you approach things, like even this conversation right now,
yeah,
it can make it does that. It dilutes the whole point of, like,
for
where,
you. For you,
you're talking
Lauren.
To me specifically. Yeah, right
you
now.
Said you agreed with Ebony, though.
I agree with certain parts of it, but I think that the my whole point of what I'm saying, right? Because right now I feel like you're taking what I didn't agree with and the fact that I don't remember specific words or whatever
no, I'm
you
not,
said.
No, I'm not, Lauren. Really, I really think this would be better served and more productive if, just like I, it's kind of like an opening statement in a court of law. I gave you a good amount of time to lay out two prongs of disagreement, and I respect and appreciate both of your positions. I'm not saying they are wrong. Look at Envy Messy. I'm not saying they're wrong at all. But I am saying that I don't know how productive it is to be the time, manner, and delivery police, right? So when we talk about, and also this, the nature of this work that we all do in this space of media and journalism, whatever we want to call it, right? It's very subjective in nature. So for everybody, Lauren, that takes your position, which is very valid, it was visceral to me, I found it triggering, it felt hurtful, I felt attacked, I felt policed, I felt shitted on, whatever it is, there's also a whole nother contingency of Black women that felt seen by that commentary, that felt heard. I had sorors coming up to me, we had a fundraiser, shout out to the Pi Kappa Omega chapter of Alpha Kappa Alpha Sorority Incorporated, Ski-wee. We had a fundraiser that very night that commentary dropped. And I had sorors coming up to me who are more in my age group, right? Because that's the first thing we need to acknowledge. Yeah. Lauren and I are not the same age. Mm-hmm. There's a good 10 years between me and this lovely young lady. Mm-hmm. So I'm speaking from a purview of experience that looks a bit different. Not vastly so, but a bit different.
I agree.
And my peers who are 40 and up are like, I wish someone would have told me. And the fact that you are doing the labor, Ebony, you are doing the service of letting young girls that are currently in position to put themselves in best practices because they are currently in school or graduate school or shortly thereafter matters. And it's good that somebody is rolling up their sleeves and doing the work and having the conversation publicly that, quiet as kept, many pockets of Black elite culture are having with their children generationally every day. Many of my peers, Lauren, when I went to UNC Chapel Hill, who were Black just like me and you, right? Mm-hmm. They were taught going into the front end of freshman year, keep your eyes open, you know, get those grades, get that degree. I expect you to go to medical school or law school or PhD. And also, if you want the traditional model, and that's a big if, this is going to be the best time to be surrounded by the highest concentration of Black men that are also pursuing the educational and fiscal model that you are and you desire. And well, it's really no more or less than that.
I don't disagree with that second.
Hold on 1 second, guys. Hold on 1 second, ladies. We got to take a break. So we'll come back, and we also want to take some calls. 800-585-1051. And if you're just joining us, that's Lauren LaRosa. She's our special guest host today. And Ebony K. Williams is up here.
And I think it's very important when we come back, let's talk about what we agree with in this
yeah,
statement.
Yeah, I wanted
too.
To get to that, yes. too, because I don't want you to feel like, because what...
Oh, we do when we come back, Lauren?
Yeah,
we
okay.
do when we come back.
Yeah, okay.
All right, it's The Breakfast Club. Good morning. So now, right before we left, I cut both you guys off so we can pay some bills and get some music on. So yes. I know, Ebony K. Williams, you were talking.
I was. So I was acknowledging Lauren's right, to consume content that she enjoys and feels comfortable with, and also reject that which she doesn't, because her critique at this point, I understand, is a bit about my delivery as much as the substance of what I'm saying. And I was asking you about the last time you had a conversation with a man about what he values in women, because I want to be very clear, Lauren, because you make a really good point that I think was misconstrued by a few. I am in no way saying that the market value on life of Black women is depreciating. As we age, as we get more educated, as we get more fiscally fit, as we buy properties, as we build in our careers, our market value in life, Lauren, is ascending beyond the greatest heights of God. But I'm talking about the dating market. I'm talking about how men are perceiving us in terms of marketplace value for their partnership desires. So let's have that conversation, if you don't mind. What do you think most hetero, we're just going to kind of focus on black men and black women for the sake of this conversation for this moment. Mm-hmm. What do you think most hetero educated black men are looking for in a woman partner?
Come on, Lauren. Kevin Samuels prepared you for this.
Stop. Right. Let the dead rest in peace, Charlamagne.
You're right.
I think age does come into it. I think that they're looking younger. Mm-hmm. I think that they want someone who is like very supportive across all, like across mm-hmm. the board. Like, my man is my king type sure. of thing.
How about availability?
Availability is also a thing as well too. Mm-hmm. I also think that, especially when you start talking about like men who are like planning for like family and things mm-hmm. of that nature,
sure.
they definitely want somebody that is going to be, when you talk about availability, be able to really tend to family, to
yes.
like all of that stuff. Like, I yes. think that that is very important. I don't necessarily think that the men that I've had conversations with recently are upfront and honest about that.
I said they're lying.
I'm glad we're already on the same page. Yeah, not at all. But
let's just make a pause on that, though, just for the sake of not, we understand that, but let's kind of expand that. So what Lauren is saying, and it's very important, is that oftentimes men like to be the good guy, right? Can we just acknowledge that men, for despite their behaviors and choices and the way they oftentimes show up in the world, you know, it's like a man will keep a girlfriend, have 15 million side chicks, because why? He don't want to be the bad guy and break up with his girlfriend. That's the kind of stuff men tend to do, right? And I can, spoiler alert, it does not get better as they age. Anyway, so I believe that men mean well when they say they're looking for their Michelle Obama, when they say they're looking for the Beyonce to their Jay-Z. But they're lying.
Would you agree they can't handle that ego-wise as well?
I'm not going to go in that direction. What I am going to say is what they prioritize are the things you just laid out. They want a woman who is accommodating to them. They want a woman who, especially more successful men, they mm-hmm. want a woman that when they say, hey, yo, I'm going to the south of France for 2 weeks, pack your bag, let's go. Let me tell you what they don't want to hear, Lauren. Oh, I got to go to L.A. to shoot Judge Ebony for 3 days. Oh, I got to go be at a conference in Florida for black women attorneys gathering. Oh, I got to go to sorority thing.
Mm-hmm. It's not like based on a true story.
It's yeah. all based on true story. I wouldn't lie.
Charlamagne, shut up. Let these women talk, please.
Right. Yeah. No, but I'm glad he said that, because when you said that, I'm like, damn. So this is my
lived experience. Yeah,
you got some background, like personally.
There's a vulnerability in this conversation that I really want people to feel right now, because
and in your just pointing out the delivery point that I was trying to make mm-hmm. earlier in your delivery, and I know content, right, and I understand what you do. You're really good at what you do, content wise. I think
it's jokes.
I think for me, like, when I say that I disagree with those things that we talked about, mm-hmm. what I wanted to make clear earlier was, and I think we kind of got to this, me disagreeing doesn't mean that what you're saying to me is just like, oh, this is BS. Oh, this isn't true. Like, because mm-hmm. what I just said, it goes to a lot of the points that you made.
Right.
I think that the disagreement, again, comes in with how you say it, and we don't get that vulnerability, right? So me sitting here with you right now mm-hmm. is like, this is what I want to feel when I see the content. I might not always get that, though. And maybe it's not, like you said, it wasn't for me. It was for the girls that's still in college, right?
Correct.
But at the same time, it's placed on my timeline, so I get it, and I feel it, and I stop and I listen either way. But
and I'm glad you do. Shout out to the team at the Griot. Go ahead.
But
what do you agree with, though?
Well, I was going to get to that. But what I did agree with was the fact, like, when you started talking about the pool of men getting smaller when it comes to those men who will be honest about what they want when it comes to the family,
absolutely.
A woman, mm-hmm. they are actually worth the time, the energy. It's consistent. You're getting the same energy that you're putting out. It does get smaller as you get older. And, like, now that I'm out here in the dating world, I'm like, oh, okay.
And keep in mind, you're only 30.
Right.
31.
And it's like,
as you get to 40, the pool has shrunk further. 50, even more so. Mm. And I've dated
up to
late 50s.
I'm going to have a man before I'm 50.
Listen, I'm not even.
I got something up before they leave.
I actually believe in the power of the tongue. Mm-hmm. So I believe, so you speak, so you have, and you will desire. I do want to speak to the fertility part, because it's very important.
It is.
As I sit here with y'all today, you know, I'm literally on some fertility drugs. I am preparing for my embryo transfer in the next few weeks. Now, I'm 40 years old, just turned 40 a couple of weeks ago. Y'all know I've been very transparent about my motherhood journey. I'm doing mm-hmm. it solo by choice. Y'all know I froze eggs at 34 years old. I'm mm-hmm. doing this. I'm excited to be a mom. I'm scared as hell. I know it's going to be the hardest thing I've ever done in my life. And yet I cannot wait to enter this mother era of my life. And also, Lauren, I don't think this is how most black women want to do it.
Why? I was going to say, why solo by choice?
Well, several reasons. Number one, I'm no longer willing to wait to activate my pursuit of motherhood. I'm no longer willing to wait. I've been married and divorced in my late 20s. Mm-hmm. I had also a long-term relationship many years ago. I ended an engagement during the pandemic. I'm ready for my baby. Right. I am ready to build my legacy in this way. I am ready to pour into someone other than me, finally. It took me a very long time to get here, but when she
I'm
ready,
with you right now
she
too.
Ready. Okay. Mm-hmm. Now, I don't think that most black women desire doing this journey alone.
That's very important.
And I know that you mentioned yesterday the egg freezing, so let's talk about that.
Yeah.
Because I think that that is marketed, not just you, Lauren, I think in general, that is in a lot of these comments, right? Well, girl, just freeze your eggs and don't worry about the rest. Nah, that's some bullshit, because I'm here to tell you because I'm living it, right? I froze eggs at 34. I never thought in a million years I would need to use them, right? Mm.
We're welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It's called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. It's an insider's look at the NBA and the coaches surrounding the league. Every week, the five-time All-Star and the number one pick in the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give us his unique perspective on the hottest topics in the league and tell the best behind-the-scenes stories from his time in the NBA. CJ will be bringing his A-list comedian buddies to keep it light and fire off some hoop takes. Plus, John will be inviting current and former NBA players, friends, and teammates to join the show as well to give their unfiltered accounts of what really goes on in the league from a player's perspective. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
State Farm Insurance gets it. Representation alone doesn't equate to authenticity. State Farm understands and wants to help protect our communities by investing in our future, building off the hard work our parents have done before us. We all are looking to create generational wealth so that our families and generations behind us have a better starting point than we did. That begins with financial literacy. State Farm helps fund programs like Project Ready, a National Urban League program committed to the educational achievement of Black and Brown youth. To date, participants have been awarded over $11 million in scholarships offers as a direct result of contributions from State Farm. At Eating While Broke, we hear inspiring rags-to-riches stories on each episode from our guests, but with State Farm, you can begin to write your own success story. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities and have a long-lasting impact. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Yo, I'm hype. The Black Effect is live. This April 27th, the 2024 Black Effect Podcast Festival is headed down to Atlanta's very own Pullman Yards. Last year was incredible, and this year will be even more thrilling, especially with Nissan coming back along for the ride. Nissan is returning with some empowering activations to support Black excellence in the STEAM fields. Have a podcast idea you've been eager to share with the culture? Well, Nissan is back with the Pitch Your Podcast Lounge. You'll have the chance to record your podcast idea and share it with the Black Effect Podcast Network team. But that's not all. Nissan is taking the stage to spotlight some of the HBCU scholars from their own Thrill of Possibility Summit, Nissan's action-packed weekend of community building, mentorship, and professional development for HBCU scholars pursuing professions in STEAM. The Black Effect Podcast Festival is the event to be at. You will not want to miss this, because no matter where life takes you, Nissan will dial up the thrill in your adventures. Visit blackeffect.com/podcastfestival for more details.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Because why? I was in a loving, committed relationship. These were my spare.
Mm-hmm.
Have you frozen eggs at this point, dude?
No, I thought about doing it last year. I thought about starting the process.
Okay, so let me just, and this is not investigative. This is, I'm just trying to see something here. Do you know how many eggs, on average, a woman should have on ice, on reserve, frozen, for a probability of one live birth?
No, I don't.
About 20. Then if I say, okay, how many egg retrievals are required to get about 20 eggs in a woman that's, say, 35 and up? The answer is at least two. What's the cost average of an egg retrieval? Amy probably knows this, but he knows it's between $12,000 and $15,000 per retrieval cycle.
That most insurances don't cover.
Most insurances do not cover unless you're working at Google or Amazon. And by the way, you probably need to be married for them to cover it. Otherwise, they consider it elective. Mm-hmm. They don't recognize it as infertility in the way that married couples that struggle to conceive have. So what I'm saying is the egg freezing route, the single motherhood by choice route, the IVF route are amazing technological tools, Lauren, but they are wealthy women tools, period. Let's be very clear. That's true. Rich woman option. If you are, and nobody's more important to me in our society than our educators, right? So let's say I'm talking to my soror who's a teacher in Memphis, Tennessee, who's probably on average making $65,000 to $75,000 a year doing more. Some of the most incredible work of our community. Where's that sister getting $30,000 for two retrievals or even $15,000 for one? That's and right. That's before I've done a transfer. That's before I've had a failed transfer and having to do another one, which Envy has experienced, in. And thank God they had a healthy baby subsequent that naturally.
Right.
But you see what I'm saying? It's just more to it than just freezing eggs.
I get you. I think with that part, for me, I was speaking from my own personal experience. And I think that, like, hearing you respond to it, I can understand your response to what I said. But I think maybe I should have been a little bit more clear because for me, at that—
Still freeze them, though, by the way, because you have money.
At that time when I was thinking about doing it, it was because the insurance that I was getting through my employer supported that to a certain extent where anything— like, yes, it is expensive, but I would have been able to figure it out. So it was—
I think you should still do it. I want that to—I don't want that missed here. I'm still encouraging you to do it.
I will say I got a little bit—I got, like, scared out of it a little bit, only because—
Fear is not of God. Don't do that.
But more so because of what, like, Envy shared with me, what you talked about, like, going through all of that and then it—
I'll go with you.
To not work, right?
I'll go with you.
We could talk about
it. I'm very serious. Okay. I really— so I'm saying two things here, and this is important in this conversation, y'all. People have got— I encourage people, I'll say, to hold space for more than one thing at one time.
Yeah, that's
true. I am
true.
Saying—
and that was my— that was my reasoning, right? Because— Well, first, let me get back to one thing. So then you talked about the people with the resources who are able or not able to do it because of financial reasons, right?
Right.
And when I heard you say the women in college, because another issue that I agreed with, but some people were like, about was, because I think—
What were they like, Lauren?
The headlines didn't help, right? Because what the headlines are saying is, like, Ebony K. Williams is saying, while you're in college, you also should be trying to get a ring too. Or, like, people—
if you— there's a big if which you acknowledge.
I pointed that out because that matters,
that
right?
Is if that is one of your primary goals.
If you choose that. But I think when you said that with the women in college, I thought about me and my friends in college, right? While we're in college, we don't have the money to do that. But when we graduated, we all became very successful in our careers, financially doing well. We had that resource because we were Black women who took the time to get our education and then apply it to what we wanted in life. So I instantly put those women in that category. So I didn't even think about the people who weren't financially able because I thought that the people that you were speaking to, back to your point of who you were talking to, were women that one day would be able to do it. And the reason why I was like, that's not what I wanted to hear was because I felt like how I've been spoken to is like people will tell you not to do things, right? Because they will say, okay, well, it's going to be financially hard, or where will you get the resources? And it's like, why can't I afford to do it? Like,
yeah, but you understand clearly, if you've— I'm not sure for how familiar you are with my content, Lauren, but the folks here in this room that are— everything I talk about is about prosperity and living a first-class American wealthy existence for Black folks, period.
I know that you do that, but when I hear that, and I know how people will take it some people will take it and the conversation will run, they may not know that and they may not present it that way. So now, to me, I said, I feel like I put a dark cloud because now you're like, okay, these women are in college. And then most of I know I'm a Black woman. So when I'm hearing that, I'm instantly like, okay, people are going to use this to be like, the Black women who graduate with the degrees, they don't have those options because of A, B, C, and D. Number one being finances,
right?
And that's not
right?
a conversation that I don't want
no,
attached
no, no.
to
so,
me.
So I think that's so interesting like that's the way you heard it. I believe that's the way you heard it. But I think that there are also people that hear it the complete opposite way, Lauren, and we have to make the space for that. I hear you saying you heard my commentary in general and you heard a woman advocating for a glass being half full. they're, excuse me, half empty rather. And then there are those that heard what I was saying and was like, shit, that's some great perspective. I wish someone would have told me when I was positioned to do something about it. Mm-hmm. I am certainly going to advance this piece of advice and commentary to my children or the kids in my church or the kids in my, you know, Jack and Jill chapters or whatever in the world, and making sure that they have this piece of knowledge or optionality that I'd never had because no one ever told me, and they're seeing it as the glass half full.
And I love that for them. But do you feel like the blogs and a lot of people that reported on it picked it up that way?
I think the LA Times did.
No, but
and I feel like what Ebony just said now is very important. All Ebony is saying is this isn't ideal. And you don't you don't want folks to have to necessarily go through this.
For me, right.
Let me just reiterate that, because that's very important, because these stakes are very high, Lauren. I'm $50,000 into IVF journey by myself. So I don't have a husband splitting that with me, which there's reasons why that's preferable for me. Mm-hmm. But I really need people to hear that. And I'm taking shots and I'm giving them to myself and I'm doing all this to bring life into this world.
Yeah.
And I don't take it lightly because it's a very serious thing. So I think when we were very cavalier, not just you, right, but in general with, oh, just IVF or, oh, just marry outside the race, that, obviously been there, done that too.
Oh, I know that.
Oh, well, I heard some Snow
no.
King commentary
I
earlier.
I said that I was cute. I thought that I was cute.
Now I can't eat snow.
Well, hold up, guys. We got to take some calls.
Oh, my God.
We got to take some calls.
800-585-1051.
If you watch, if you listen, okay, let's go.
We got to take some calls when we come back. And I just want to say this.
We got to do
I just want to say this. Most people don't know what Ebony's going through right now with the in vitro and fertility. No, because most people haven't been through it.
And the fact that. Podcast.
Thank you, Charlamagne. But for the people that listen to Holding Court, they get every day.
But the fact that
she has to do it by herself is a lot. Like, she has to put them shots in her stomach and all that by herself.
Thank you, Envy.
And most people don't know it. Like, I can't even imagine if my wife had to do it by herself or a woman having to do it by herself to those doctor's appointments. So
it's a lot. Being in that waiting room by yourself.
Yeah,
it's a lot.
I can't imagine that.
And the transfer. We'll take some calls.
We'll take some calls when we come back.
We got to talk about the stuff that we agreed with, too, because a lot of people agree with some things that you said.
Probably get to some of it, but
we ain't got all that much time, guys.
Okay, 800-585-1051.
Let's go. It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Charlamagne Tha God. We are the Breakfast Club. Our special guest host, Lauren LaRosa, is here, and Ebony K. Williams is still here. We're having a grown-up discussion this morning, and we're opening up the phone lines. We're going to let you guys out there get a chance to chop it up with Ebony K. Williams, all right? 800-585-1051, and we just want to say it's a respectful conversation. So as soon as the disrespect happens, we're banging on you.
That's
so
right. No bus drivers
right now.
Okay, bus driver gate. Bus driver gate has happened. We're on to something else now.
You stop it, Charlamagne.
Hello, who's this?
Good morning, Chris.
Hey, Chris. This is.
I don't
Noble.
Even think a we should be talking to guys.
Men. I don't want to hear from any men.
Yeah, I don't think this we should be talking to
men.
No men about this.
This is not a men a conversation for men to co-op and celebrate their mediocrity.
I agree.
Jesus.
Back to the bigotry of low expectations for you boys.
I teed it up right for you, Charlamagne. Yeah. Thank you. No, because that co-op is happening. And don't think I don't see it in the comments.
I can't wait to use that in an argument.
Jesus.
You're just co-oping your mediocrity.
Yeah,
you're
co-oping your mediocrity. I don't know what that man identified as, but all right, let's go to another caller. Hello, who's this?
Not that y'all didn't know what he identified as.
Hello?
Alicia?
Hey, Alicia. Good morning.
Hey, how are you?
Good. Ebony K. Williams is here. You got a question, comment? Let's discuss.
Oh, well, I just kind of wanted to agree with her. First of all, she stated that if this is what you want in your life, this is what I suggest. So she was not pushing that on anyone. But if we're being honest, that's what our counterparts teach their girls. So go to college and find a husband. Education is almost secondary to especially white Southern women. So I don't see a problem with it.
Is that true?
Thank you, sis.
Yes.
Absolutely is true. So, I went to UNC Chapel Hill, mm-hmm. a very predominantly white institution in the South, as the good sis just mentioned. And that ring before spring shit is serious for them. And it's twofold. What they're looking to do, because our counterparts tend to view marriage primarily through a lens of economic stability.
Mm-hmm.
Let's be clear.
Yep.
And historically, we know that is the nature of marriage.
The contract. Correct.
It's a transaction of sorts. And I know, once again, the tears are going to roll when I say that out loud for some.
I don't
because
know why.
Because they are not willing to really stand in the reality of the tenets of marriage in America today.
Love don't pay mortgage.
Right. So that's the reality. And our counterparts do it all the time. The difference is they are not shamed when they do it. I think that when you see black girls and black young women going and making the space for marriage as much of a priority as education, it flies in the face of a generation that told me and mine, go to school, stay focused, don't get pregnant. Boys are a distraction, right? They're going to throw you off your game. Get your education, get your money, get your house, get your power, figure out who you are, stand in it, and then go partner, get married, and live happily ever after. The challenge with that, because that's the model I took. I'm proud to have taken it. I had a little default start in marriage that was not for me, so I divorced him. Not a problem. Great guy. Here's the thing. Here's the thing. Is most black women do want the traditional marital nuclear family model. Mm-hmm. And when you get to a certain level of income as black women, a certain level of power, certain level of being able to travel the world on your own dime and be in the sky lounge without some dusty sun swipe.
That shrinking happens.
The shrinking happens. And also, let me tell you what else. You move different, sis. You move. You think your swag is on 1,000 today and it's very high and I love seeing it. Wait till you're over that $1 million a year mark of income. Wait till you own your $1.7 million property in your own name, and only your name is on the deed.
Based on a true story, Ebony K. Williams.
I'm just saying, nobody's going to be able to tell you shit unless they're coming all the way correct.
Period.
And that's going to make that pool rather even smaller. Go ahead, Envy.
Let's take some more calls, yeah.
Yeah, sorry.
Hello, who's this? Hello, good morning. Who's this? Hey, what's your name?
Sophia.
Hey, Sophia. What's your question for Ebony K. Williams?
I guess a question. I have a few things. Like, how were you raised? I seen that you were 40. I'm 48. I'm a black woman raised with black women. We were not raised to go look for a man. We were not raised to, it doesn't matter. Like, we wasn't raised to just go look for a ring. Oh, my God, I just have to have a man. We were raised to respect ourselves, to love God. And if God saw fit for us to be married, our husband would find us. Like, it's like you putting your failures or how that you seem like you failed because you didn't get a ring in college, that you putting it off on other women, especially black women. When that's not how black women, I don't know any other race, but that's not how I was raised.
Okay, let Ebony respond.
So,
yeah, good morning, good sis. So listen, I was raised by a God-fearing, incredible black woman named Gloria, who raised me to go to school, go to more school, get the bag, and stand in my truth and power. So that's the first answer to your question. As for failure, I don't have any in the space, dear. I actually was married. I had a beautiful cushion-cut diamond on my finger until I decided to give it back because I no longer wanted to be married. So I don't have failure in the space. The only reason I'm not married is because I divorced my husband. Now, as to putting this on black women, I'm doing no such thing. What I know for fact, because I have sorority sisters, I have good friends, I have a strong global sisterhood of black women who tell me, some of them, tell me that despite their success, despite their careers, and despite their money, they, in their heart of hearts, still desire marriage. It is something that they want. And I think we got to get rid of shaming black women for wanting what they want. It's not. I'll give you this as a handbag example. Some people like Birkin bags. If Lauren comes and tells me, Ebony, I want to get a Birkin bag, let me tell you what I'm not going to do. I'm not going to try to convince her to get another kind of bag. I'm not going to say, girl, have you seen the Chanel's? Well, what about the Louis Vuitton's? I'm not going to talk to you about how Hermes bags are priced out of range and they should be more accessible to people. No, I'm going to talk to you about how to get the money situation together so we can walk in Hermes right there on Madison and make your dream a reality. And that's all I'm doing. For the black women that is already a desire of their heart to be married in a timely fashion, that's who this advice is for. If you don't want that, I want nothing but what you want for yourself.
Is the caller still on the line?
Mm-mm. No, let's go to.
If
let's
you
go to
don't
one more
want that, go get the Michael Kors.
I will say though, I think
go get the Michael Kors.
I think a lot of people take the stance that she took because you literally like a lot of people don't know certain things, right? They don't listen. Yeah. But I also think
say that part one more time. They don't know certain things and they don't listen.
But wait, another important point is I think a lot of people take you just as a personality and all that you have going on as like you look and speak down on people, and I think with black women it's instantly triggering because we've had that happen so much, right? Mm-hmm. And that's why that happens where she's like, well, how were you raised? Like, even the way that she came into that call was like, you think that you're better, or you think that you're
right.
doing something that other people have not done, right? And I think that happens a lot with you.
Yeah, it's a projection. Yeah, so I'm 40, right? So none of that's new, Lauren, just so you know.
Like, I know, I'm just...
When you walk through the world carrying yourself the way I do, having my aesthetic, projections and presumptions about who I am and what my values are come with the territory. But that's also why I do the work I do. I got 100 episodes of Holding Court people can watch. I'm on every day here locally in New York, Channel 55, 11:30 a.m. Equal Justice with Judge Ebony. Yes, I'm judging you. And several other things. I got two books out, including... Ben, I'm like, what'd you say, baby?
I saw Equal Justice in Vegas.
You saw it? Yeah, yeah, it's nationally syndicated. I'm in 85% of American homes. So there's lots of content to consume.
Well, let's go to another call. And I just want to put out there, Ebony K. Williams is talking that talk. She has a gold 35 Birkin bag. With,
thank you, baby.
Looked like gold hardware.
You're correct.
There.
Yellow gold. Thank you, Envy.
Yeah.
Spoken like a true man of Hermes.
Mm-hmm. Y'all rich. Boy, that's y'all rich.
I said, my husband better be able to spot the bags like
so
that.
Rich.
Charlamagne, please.
Hello, who's this? Hello?
Hello?
Hey, what's your name?
Hi, my name is Tish. I'm calling from Houston.
Hey, Tish. What's your question for Ebony K. Williams?
It's not really a question. I'm just saying first of all, good morning to everybody. I just want to say that I am Team Ebony, and I don't see anything that she's saying is wrong. She's letting her platform, everyone who follows her, know that as an older woman, I'm just giving you advice. I've been there. I've been through college, and this is my feelings based on my experiences, and I just feel like she should be respected for it.
Okay. Well, thank you for calling, Mama.
Appreciate it, sis.
Thank you so much. So have a good day.
So let's put a button on this, man.
Let's wrap this up.
I think this was very informative and very, 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 very educational. And I would like to say Ebony K. Williams is not Kevin Samuels with a silk press. Okay,
not at all. We're not championing mediocrity. No,
she's Ebony K. Williams, and I believe if we listen with the intent to understand and not reply, you would learn something.
I appreciate the platform. I appreciate the conversation, Lauren.
I do too.
I think that as Black women in particular, we got to hold the space to have the difficult conversations. I saw a lot of people in the chat. Are we still talking about this? Are we over this?
Yeah.
Clearly, people feel a way about the topic,
and I think it's also good for people to see that, now I know you a bit differently, so I probably will see things differently, but I probably will still disagree with some things, and it's okay, and it's totally fine.
But that's life, though.
Yeah, but I'm just saying that because I think another thing, too, that I don't want to happen from this is people to take the points where we didn't disagree or where you were strong or I was strong or vice versa and be like, it's combative. It's not.
They're going to do that anyway, though.
Yeah, but I want to put it on record that can happen, and then at the end of this, we're going to talk, because I do want to know more about the fertility thing. I do want to talk
Absolutely.
To you about it. I do want to, you know what I mean? Like, that's important to put out there for me.
And I appreciate that. I just think that the moral of the story is people are going to eat the meat and spit out the seeds. Excuse me. They're going to eat, you know what?
Somebody
nasty. Somebody nasty in here.
Because somebody ain't got a good diet.
You're going to eat the meat and spit out the seeds, as we do with watermelon. Get your heads out of the gutter. As we do with watermelon. What is wrong with you people?
I've been in this room all week.
Y'all thinking flesh. I'm sorry.
Who raised y'all? Right, I'm just playing.
Right.
And that goes with this conversation.
Yeah.
That goes whether we're talking about bus driver gay, whether we're talking about Black men in school, whether we're talking about wealth or anything else. So the content is for the taking. I welcome the critique and the conversation.
All right. Well, we appreciate you for joining us
and
having
a great
conversation.
Make sure you subscribe to the Holding Court podcast.
Yeah, we're back with season three soon. Thank you.
Did I keep the same energy? The energy was needed.
I don't know, man. He shrunk a little bit.
No,
don't
do that.
You love that come for me. You love it.
Back.
I asked you. I don't even know why I asked you.
I don't even know why you asked me.
Lord, have mercy.
Hold on, make sure you watch Equal Justice, too.
Thank you.
That's right.
Thank you. Check your local listings.
Yes.
Syndicated.
When we come back, Nyla will be joining us, Pastor Ork, so don't go anywhere. It's a Friday. Thank you, ladies. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
Hilarious.
Wake that ass up.
In the morning.
The Breakfast Club.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
What kind of fun is waiting for you at Kings Island? The holy cow, we're way too high and here comes the drop kind of fun. The make a splash all summer kind of fun. The I can't believe I ate that whole funnel cake. Let's get another kind of fun. But most importantly, at Kings Island, you'll find for the fun of it kind of fun.
Don't wait to start your fun season. Kings Island is now open on weekends.
The wait is almost over. Get ready for the 2024 NFL season as the full schedule is announced. Bring it! Every rivalry, every rematch, every rookie debut, every game revealed. The 2024 NFL schedule release, presented by Verizon, coming in May. Live on NFL Network, ESPN2, and streaming on NFL Plus. Terms and conditions apply to NFL Plus. Visit NFL.com/schedule release to learn more.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream.
Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work. In traffic, so slow.
Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.